All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Better Than Ever. Shit.
I'm not actually inside a women's prison at the moment.
The horniest just went up to like 11.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Let me say a big fuck you to Nick.
Tyler Yaremchuk. Pascora Cinco de Mayo.
Ty.
Why won't you kiss me?
Turning the intro down. Welcome to Better Late Than Never. We got a brand new show. It's game day. It is an Oilers game day. Woohoo! Wahoo! Wahoo!
Satan's all excited for game day. Satan is fired up about the Oilers. It is playoff time, and it makes Satan's nipples hard.
Calm down, Satan. Like, good Lord, we just got started here. I want to give a shout out to the audio department for being the title sponsor. As always, the audio department works to create a safe space for creativity and collaboration for artists and musicians to realize their potential and share their message through sound and story. Make sense? Go record a podcast, go record an album, go record anything you want, and they're going to make it sound fantastic. The audio department.ca will get you on your way. Where are we going to start? All I want to talk about is playoffs. All the personal shit going on in my life doesn't matter because it's all playoffs time right now. Though, what I will say is there's a couple things. One, Big Brother Canada, awesome. This season's great. If you like Big Brother, the American version, and you've never watched the Canadian version, back it up on demand. Work your way through it. This season's fun because there's just a lot of drama and there's shenanigans and there's fuckery abound. That's all I'm going to say about it. That's all I'm going to say. I did get tagged in Instagram today a bunch of times for a new dating show where it's essentially like a throuple and the odd man out. I guess, essentially from what I understand, there's a throuple. Either two women and a man or two dudes and a lady. And as the show goes on, the lone person will have to pick one of the two. And I think that's great. It's one of the most evil things I've heard. I absolutely love it.
What time does this show on? Because Satan needs to clear his schedule. There's a lot of TV to watch and Satan was interested in this. I love nothing more than a broken heart. You know how I feel about it. You know how I love to see people in pain. That is all Satan loves to do.
That's so mean, Satan. Why you always gotta be that way? Listen, Big Dave should be in a bad mood today because the Vancouver Canucks were the ones that did not get the the job done. Now we can't be picking on people on dating shows, Satan. What? What happened to you? You used to believe in love, man.
I never believed in love. The only thing Satan loves is Satan.
All right, boys. That's enough. It's enough. The other obvious news, because we're talking playoffs, tomorrow I leave to Los Angeles. Third year in a row, we're making our way down to cover the first couple of games of the first round. It is going to be Jay. It is going to be Tyler. It is going to be myself. And we're bringing Liam with us this year. So there's going to be a group of four. Watch out for a bunch of content. The modus operandi when we're down there is max output. So watch out for a lot of stuff. We're going to be doing, ask me anythings on Instagram. I'm going to have the travel diaries are coming back for the website. We're going to be recording podcasts when we're down there. So we're porting a bunch of equipment down there with us. So watch out for all of us. We're going to be recording episodes, including, if we're lucky, a bonus episode of this podcast as well. So keep your eyes peeled to your favorite podcast app. Download and subscribe. But watch out for a lot of content there. And then the other thing before we get into the big question,
the big question
for our friends at DuraGuard Fences. Our boy Donkey Vol, you know him as the guy who goes, makes all kinds of weird voicemails. There's four kinds of meat. That's the latest thing he's on. He's done a run of ads for other companies that are not this podcast. Anyway, you know Donkey Vol, you love him. But what you didn't probably know is that the donkey has got a musical side. Yes, that's right. You heard me right, fans and friends. The donkey has got a musical side. And not only does he have a musical side, but he sent me through a couple of his, compositions? What would you call these? Anyway, I want to listen to them together before we get to the news because they're pretty fucking funny. And I just want to give Donkey Vol his flowers because I love these. It made me laugh, man. These are going to be in the rotation on the music page on the soundbar. So without further ado, Donkey Vol.
My ears are sexy and yours are too. What do we listen to? Our ears so true. We've got ducks, the captain and donkey. Our ears about to get funky.
Wow. What was that, man?
Listen, Satan's not going to lie to you. When you said you were playing a song by Donkey Volley, having listened to his voicemails for the last 2 years, I was expecting complete shit. I was not expecting that level of production. I'm not going to lie to you.
Me neither, Satan, if I'm being honest. That's a little bumper. I don't know what you would call that. All the way, it doesn't matter what call it, I'm going to keep it. It is going on the music page, as is this next one. So the first one was called Funky Ears Anthem. That was the one you just listened to. The second one is called Synthetic Kiss. Again, premiering here exclusively on Better Late Than Never. You won't hear this song anywhere else, I promise you that. Synthetic Kiss by Donkey Volley. Oh my God, I'm already in. I don't know where the next minute and a half is going, but I'm in. Count me in.
Tyler, kiss me on the mouth. This is Donkey Volley jealous.
Is this all it is? Either way, I'm into it. We got a minute left. Let's write it up.
I'm so jealous. Why won't you kiss me, Tyler?
It's fucking opus, this thing. Look, oh, he's taking us on an adventure, right? I feel like I need glow sticks. I should be grinding my teeth. honestly. Doggy Volley, can you please leave a voicemail with some context on how these came together? I'm legitimately impressed, man. If this is you that is producing these tunes, I just need to know the story. You asked me for my email, I gave it to you, and these masterpieces came through. How did this happen?
Why won't you kiss me?
Oh, wow. Whoops, I didn't mean to cut that off so abruptly. Oh, wow. Wow, Doggy Volley, amazing. That was incredible. I did the same shtick with these two. I didn't know what I was listening to necessarily. So I knew there were songs, so that's where I'll go. But when I listened to the first one, this is about as far as I got. That's where I got, and then I shut it off, and I go, wow, okay, I got to do a live reaction on the podcast, and there you go. Two masterpieces from the Donkey. And just so you know, Donkey Volley, as we are talking here, those are moving to the music tab right now. Those are here forever. We're going to mix those in at some point. I might end off the show with one of those again because, wow. Wow, 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 wow. I don't even know where to go to them there. I really don't. Here, I'm going to take a quick break to collect myself, and then I'm going to come back and do the big question for our friends at DuraCard Fence.
Have you ever been driving down the highway and wondered what it's like to steer into oncoming traffic? Well, wonder no more, because you're a fan of the Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Better Late Than Never.
The big question this week is brought to you by my friends, our friends, our collective friends at DuraGuard Fence Limited. If you're looking for a trusted professional fence company here in Alberta and one that could do it all, count on DuraGuard Fence Limited. For 37 years, they've been offering manufacturing, installing, and repair services, as well as a whole range of do-it-yourself options. The most highly trained and experienced fence installers that operate the most modern fleet of equipment here in Alberta, DuraGuard Fence is your one-stop shop for over 37 years for all things chain link, wood, vinyl, ornamental fencing. For more information and to request a quote, go to DuraGuardFence.ca today. Today. Hang on. Should I do a drum roll? Maybe. If I was prepared, I would have been able to do that better. Where are the sound effects? Here we go. Today, the big question for our friends at DuraGuard Limited is, what is the biggest key to victory for the Edmonton Oilers in Game 2 and beyond? When we get to the news, we're going to go through Game 1. Obviously, they won Game 1. It was a big game. I was there. Talk about that some more in the news, but I wanted to include you in the podcast and I wanted to hear what you thought. So as did DuraGuard Fence. So the big question for today, what do the Oilers need to do in Game 2 and beyond? My buddy Archaeologist guy, Matt Henderson, says two words, Donair Cannon. If you missed it, at Game 1 on Monday, they had a Donair Cannon shooting legit Donairs into the crowd. If that's not the most Edmonton thing ever, I don't know, man. Captain Felton, continue to keep your cool when LA is trying to scrum. No unnecessary extra penalties. Ryan says quick transitions to avoid letting the Kings get set up in that awful 1-3-1. Tony says stay disciplined enough to where if the Kings want to give take penalties, let's not even it up and go 4-on-4. They did a good job of that, by the way, on Monday. Power play tagged the Kings for 3 of 4 opportunities. Austin says score more goals than the other team. Mm-hmm. Relish Ketchup Mustard says disciplined play and shoot. Matt says it's me being in the building, or alternatively perhaps a solid first 10 minutes continued forecheck and a good defensive structure might be nice. Sean Maloney says Draisaitl line needs to produce at 5-on-5. A little bit quiet on Monday. Ryan says need a better team effort at 5-on-5. McDavid line carried them last game. Draisaitl line has to be better. R. Brads says, playing with tons of speed and stay disciplined. Adam says, come out flying. Dallas says, more physicality from the McLeod line, especially from him. He was turning away from contact constantly and looked like Eberle from 2017. Needs to get his nose dirty a little bit more and get in the fight. Bah. Christopher Palmer says, controlled aggression. Of course, we're working through the big question for our friends at DuraGuard Fence. Geologist. Geologist? What with an Oilers in the middle? Keep the pedal down and continue getting and continue not getting caught up in the Kings' antics. Play a full 60, play it like it's game one all over again. That one comes in from Body Count. Peter says, Nurse and CC making smart decisions in their own end. Chester says, the CC Nurse pairing, they need to play hard and physical, like Nurse of 2 years ago who would always finish his checks. Zach says, killer instinct, don't give them any space to breathe. Reese says, don't let winning game one get into your head. LA is still a scary team when they're all clicking. We know what they're capable of. Lock it down, don't take any dub penalties, and stay out of the scrums after the whistle. Amen. Timu Salami. Salami says, one, place foot on gas. Two, keep foot on gas. Agree with that. R. Adam says, need to keep the tempo up, but avoid the silly mistakes. Derek says, killer instinct. Don't let up, even if you're up by three goals. Vance in LA says, intensity. They can beat any team in the league if they're focused and serious. They can lose to any team in the league if their head is up their ass. Scrooge says, be prepared for the dirtiness the Kings are going to bring. They can't skate with or defend this Oilers team. Oilers counter the 1-3-1 perfectly. If the Oilers go up early, the Kings will be taking a load of liberties. Game one was the evidence. Looking at you, Trevor Moore. Of course, if you missed it, Trevor Moore did not get any supplementary discipline for the low bridge hit on Vinny Desjardins. I don't even know how he didn't get a fine. It's ridiculous. But that, we might as well get to the news for our friends at Star Mechanical. Star Mechanical, one of Edmonton's biggest locally owned and operated plumbing and heating businesses. They've been within the community for over the last 20 years. Many of the homes built in Edmonton over the last two decades have had their plumbing and heating systems installed by Star Mechanical. Visit them at starmechanical.ca to schedule an appointment. Let them keep your home running smoothly. Everything you need, Star Mechanical Heating and Plumbing is there for you. So, mentioned a couple of things already in the big question. So, looking at what happened in game one, a couple of things, a couple of observations. I was there. I was lucky enough to be there. I got a last-minute ticket. Very, very excited about it. One, Oilers came out hot. They stayed hot for a long time. But as one of the commenters earlier said, don't take your foot off the gas. Cannot take your foot off the gas. It's just get the lead, get up, keep crushing. That's the move. That's the only move. Now, one thing I will, there's a caveat, obviously, because three of the four goals that LA scored on Monday were complete flukes. They were complete flukes. Two off defender skates. Like the one on Darnell Nurse, that happened like, I was basically staring at it, hit his skate, bounces in the net. Like, it was just a bad luck play. I don't know what he could have done. Maybe like, I don't know. Sometimes there's bad luck. Same thing happened with the pass off Bouchard's foot. The third one, however, the Cody Ceci snap stick. Well, I mean, we got to hope that his stick doesn't snap like that ever again, but also in the moment, and I know it's hard, then he makes a better decision than chucking a grenade into the slot. Now, I'm hoping those three fluke goals were all LA gets. We got them out of our system in game one, still managed to win 7-4. You take it. You win by a field goal, you always take it. But I'd be lying if some of those little, you know, the hockey gourds aren't playing little tricks on us. So I think a couple of people said it. Don't get too confident. That's what we need to know. Looking at game two, looking ahead at tonight, Oilers line combos stay the exact same as do LA's. So we're going to be having the same head-to-head as we had on Monday here on Wednesday. Of course, it's 2:15 p.m. as I'm recording this today. Doing it a little bit earlier. Got to get myself packed and ready to go to LA. So I got to do some running around this afternoon. The Hyman hat trick. I want to talk about that for a second because, again, Zach Hyman is everything we've wanted in a forward and then some. Arguably the best free agent signing of all time. If you count output to dollar ratio, find one better. And you could always say like, oh, well, what about like Artemi Panarin? He was a free agent signed in New York. He's been pretty good. Yeah, but doesn't he make like 11 million bucks or 10 million bucks? Zach Hyman makes just over five, pot of 54. Did Artemi Panarin do that? No, he didn't. So anyway, hat trick happens. I chuck my hat because I have to. It is a compulsion in me that if there's an Oilers hat trick, I'm chucking that fucking hat. The problem is, I really liked that hat. To back it up a little bit, I got word that I had a ticket about 35 minutes before puck drop. So essentially all I did was I threw my jersey on, got my car, and left. That's essentially the order of operations on Monday. So I wasn't really thinking about my game day outfit, nor was I really expecting a hat trick, although you always should, I suppose. So when Zach Hyman finally gets his hat trick, I look at me missus who was with had the game with me, and I just went, I gotta chuck it. And there it went. And as it was floating down from the second balcony, I think three or four hands touched it before it finally got onto the ice. I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss it. I threw the hat, I watched it float, and I went, fuck, I'm gonna miss that one. Can't get another one of those. It was an Old Nation hat we don't make anymore. Bums me out. But at the same time, I did what I had to do. I did what I had to do. Thank you. No need for applause. Oh, you want to give me some? Oh, okay. The other thing I noticed was there are a couple of my boys, a few of my boys from the Real Life Podcast that were in attendance. Number one, Tyler Yaremchuk. Did he throw his hat? The answer is yes, he did. But why did Tyler throw his hat? You know he's not a hat thrower. Well, there was because there was a nation citizen sitting near Tyler. And when that third goal went in the net, he held out money to Tyler. And he says, throw that fucking hat. So Tyler threw the hat. But he also got paid for it. Tyler got paid to throw his hat at the Oilers game. He is now making money in new and creative ways that I didn't even know was possible. Jay, I could see him from my seats. Did not throw his hat. Now, that wasn't surprising because Jay never throws his hat. So I looked over. Did Jay throw his hat? Did not. Didn't necessarily expect him to. Now, do I like to give him shit sometimes for not throwing his hats? Of course I do. But I don't expect him to throw his hat. Just because he never does it. Chalmers, meanwhile, I could also see him, my boy Christopher Chalmers. Cowboy Chris was at the game also on Monday. And when I look over at him, there I see Cowboy Chris in his hat, or sitting in his seat. Hat trick happens. I look over. Chris is sans chapeau. So I think to myself, oh my goodness, did he actually chuck that thing? And then I look over, and what do I see? Him hiding the hat, hoarding it near his lap so no one could see. And no one could take it off his head and chuck it. Now, if somebody took my hat off my head and threw it, I would be pissed. I would never do that to somebody. I throw my own hat. I don't need you to do it. But Chalmers hiding the hat and then putting it back on his head later. I didn't see that one coming. Let me know what you think. Hit me up in the voicemail. You a hat chucker? I'm a big hat chucker. Excuse me while I reshuffle. Fuck me. Ugh. I'm getting old, man. That's why I had to upgrade my seats. Got the emergency exit row down to LA. Huh. Veteran move. They're going to come up to me and go, yes, Mr. Bagmilk, are you prepared to do your duty sitting in the emergency exit row? And I'm going to go, you know I am. You know I am. Now excuse me while I watch Netflix. On my phone. I've already downloaded a bunch of shows. I'm excited about it. The other thing I want to mention from Monday's game is I could not love Adam Henrique anymore. I don't know if I can. Him up with McDavid and Hyman is turning into an absolute beautiful line. And that goal he scored was a laser. 4,333 days between playoff goals. If you remember, Adam Henrique scored with the Devils in his rookie season. He has not been back to the playoffs since. That's a long time between playoff goals, my boy. And I couldn't have been happier. Not only were you excited, the Rogers Place faithful were excited, and you looked incredibly handsome. Come on. I like the chemistry that's building on that first line with those three. We need the second line to pick it up. There's some good players there. Nuge, Draisaitl, Fogle. That can work, but we're going to need a little bit of luck. But that can work. The other person you got to mention as we keep walking through what happened on Monday. 5 points for Connor McDavid. First time in decades that that has happened. Or five assists, I should say. First time in decades that has happened in a playoff game. Connor McDavid woke up on Monday and chose violence. And he said, listen, everybody is going to get an assist on my, or everybody's going to get a goal on my line, and there's nothing you can do about it. He had spinorama passes to Zach Hyman. He had two beauties. I can't decide which one I liked more, the one where he was in full flight or the one where he was parked behind the net in Gretzky's office and then he does the old spinorama out into the slot and there's Zach Hyman for a tap-in. Which one's prettier? I wanted to talk to Satan there.
They were both beautiful, Satan. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you think I fucked that up. Anyway, Connor was just on a different planet today. The only thing I'm disappointed with Connor's five assist night is that I bet on him to score an anytime goal. That's the only disappointment I had, but ultimately, and we'll talk about it in the Bet365 segment. We're going to be welcoming Bet365 to the podcast. Ultimately, I did just fine. I did just fine without that goal, as it turns out. Leon Draisaitl deserves some love for the way that he played on Monday. I know at 5-on-5, we need to get more out of his line, but on the power play, he was nails. He got a primary assist to Nugent Hopkins right on the doorstep. Love to see that after Nuge missed that wide open 2-on-1. You know that had to feel good for Nuge to be able to redeem himself after gaffing on that one. Love that pass from Draisaitl. The goal that Draisaitl scored from essentially the goal line, or at least that area between the bottom of the circle and the goal line, absolutely ridiculous. You can watch that replay 50 times and you'll never figure out how he got the math to work on that angle. If that was me, as a non-professional hockey player, but somebody who has played a lot of hockey in my life, you know where I'm going to hit if I shoot from that angle? One, it is either going to go 5 feet wide of the net or hit the post or neither, and I'm just going to miss the puck entirely. Those are the options. One, miss the net. Two, hit the post. Three, miss the puck entirely. The fact that Leon Draisaitl does that consistently, spectacular. Spectacular. Warren Fogle did eventually get his goal later on, so it was not all bad for Fogle, and again, we'll cover it in the Bet365 segment. That empty netter he scored won me some money. So your boy feasted thanks to a late goal from Warren Fogle into the empty net. Here's hoping that will kind of, you know, spur him on to greater things here in great game two. Most importantly, the most important stat of the day on Monday could be that the Oilers won 55.6% of the faceoffs. Most people would disagree. They might say that it was the Oilers sweeping the special teams, going 3-for-4 on the power play, a tasty little 75%, and then killing off both penalties that the Kings took. The most important thing here, and that got said a lot in the big question for Duregard Fens Limited, was stay disciplined. Stay disciplined. Let the scrums happen. Take the punch, go to the power play, punish them there. As much as you want to take a pound of flesh, and I get it, eye for an eye, all that shit, I'm with it. I'm for it. I love it. I love the violence.
I love the violence.
I'm scared of the violence.
You got to turn it to the other cheek. Take the power plays. Kill them on the power play. Let them be dirty. The problem is the refs weren't calling most of it. The Trevor Moore thing we covered, that should be a suspendable play. Think back to the, what would that be? The bubble playoffs, Oilers Jets, Josh Archibald got a one-game suspension for that exact same play on Logan Stanley. Look it up. Zach Lang probably posted the clip the other day. I think he did with the Curb the Enthusiasm music. Or no, that was actually for the last two goals that the Oilers basically scored on themselves. But look it up. It's a very, very similar play. Trevor Moore doesn't even get a fine, like not even the max five of $5,000, which to him and the NHL is like, oh yeah, I guess I've got that in my wallet. Hang on. It's ridiculous. The slash on Zach Hyman when he was on a power play, on a breakaway, not called. I was watching him on the bench. He was holding his hand. Of course he was. He took a good, healthy whack on the arm. And Adrian Kempe popped Nuge in the face. No reason. And let me tell you, Adrian Kempe, you do not want that smoke. Nuge would tune you up, dude. So if you're going to play like a little baby and you're going to throw punches and then go hide behind the ref, it's coming to you, man. It's coming to you one way or another. And that means either on the ice, the boys are going to find their way to get even, or it's going to happen on the scoreboard as we saw Monday night. And you guys are fucking golfing early. So keep it going, LA Kings, because all you have is to hack and slash. You cannot skate, nor can you hang with the Edmonton Oilers. And I think both teams know it. Now, the most important thing for the Edmonton Oilers, however, is to make sure that they keep the pedal to the floor, because the last thing I want to see is what we happened. Think back 2 years ago, the first time these two teams met in the playoffs, right? Can you picture it? Oilers lost game one. I mean, they always want lost game one outside of Monday, broke the streak, love to see it. Game two, they came back and won 6 rip. Game three in Los Angeles, they won 8-2. So you think that the Oilers were like, well, we fucking stomped him. We got you now. Game four, the Oilers got shut out. I was there. It was painful. I was sitting at Crypto. People were yelling at us. The Oilers getting shut out. Okay. But you know what? Remember those moments. Job's not finished. It's the Kobe Bryant clip I play every single year in the playoffs. We can get excited about game one. It's great. It's behind us now. Game two's tonight. Game three Friday. Game four Sunday. Let's broom them. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But if the Oilers play the way they can, the Kings can't match it. That's just the facts. A guy who can contribute big time to that is Evander Kane. And I got to say, I love the way he played in game one. He was physical. I know he didn't probably get the minutes he wanted, but based on the sports hernia confession he had prior to game one, kind of makes sense in my opinion. But even so, he was hustling. He was hitting. He had a couple of really good looks. He had a couple of two-on-ones. First one, he passed when he probably should have shot. Second one, I was happy he shot. Ultimately, Talbot made the save, but I liked the play. If Evander Kane could do more of that tonight in game two and beyond, man, he's going to find a way to contribute, and they're going to be huge. whether it's goals, hits, mixing it up, or otherwise. Vander Kane, we need you, buddy. And I thought game one was a really, really good stop in that direction. Looking at the rest of the team, Evan Bouchard is a menace. And a big thing that is interesting to me is how, if you remember last year, Nurse, CeCe were still kind of doing a lot of the lifting as the Oilers' top pair. This year, it's Bouchard at home. And in game one, Evan Bouchard had 4 assists, 3 shots on goal in 21-51. Bouchard is going to be a menace for the Los Angeles Kings. They cannot handle him. And I love it. I love it because that means we just get to hold that over Jay's head forever, right? Dad is part of the solution. We said that on this podcast, what, 1.5 years ago, 2 years ago? Come on. You remember. Of course you do. All I'm trying to say is that there's nothing easy about winning in the playoffs. And if the Oilers want to continue on this run, and if they want to build upon the game one win, they just got to keep playing their game. They got to keep doing their thing, right? I think that that is the best possible solution. I think that is the best possible outcome. And I just feel like when it comes to the Oilers and Kings, don't give them any space. Because like I said, the Kings have nothing. They have nothing. 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 The news is brought to you by Star Mechanical. Star Mechanical, of course, Edmonton's biggest locally owned and operated plumbing and heating businesses. They have worked in the community for 20 years, and many of the homes built in Edmonton over the last 2 decades have had their plumbing and heating systems installed by Star Mechanical. They don't have expensive rates. They focus on being cost conscious for their customers as they can. Their services and products are always reliable and cost effective. StarMechanical.ca.
You're listening to Better Late Than Sausage, your podcast for all dairy cows and herds about sausage. Oh, for God's sake, it's the wrong podcast again.
Open an account with Bet365 today and bet on a huge range of markets. So whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Use the promo code OILYBONUS, OILYBONUS, to get yourself a little match from our friends at Bet365. So looking at game one, right? I want to talk about what I did. So there's a couple of things that I hit that I would be very, very proud of myself. One, Cam Talbot over 28.5 saves. I hit that and I take it. Stuart Skinner over 25.5 saves. Hit that also. And then you know what I did? I parlayed that. That turned into a +250, turned $5 into $17.50. Love to see that. Same game parlay, another one that I won, and this is where the Warren Fogle empty netter came in clutch for your boy. Leon Draisaitl over 0.5, so he just needed one. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins over 0.5, so he just needed one. Zach Hyman over 0.5, just needed one. And Warren Fogle over 0.5, just needed one. That was a +475, turned $5 into $28.75. This is the one that's painful, though, because I got to share the losses. This one would have turned $5 into $148, but I missed by one shot. Leon Draisaitl, 2 points, hit it. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, 1 point, hit it. Evan Bouchard, over 2.5 shots, hit it. Warren Fogle, over 0.5, hit it. Matthias Ekholm, over 1.5 shots, he needed 2, he only got 1. Womp, womp, womp. It took me a minute to find that. I did win another one, though. Oilers money line, so that was just Oilers to win. Connor McDavid, 2+ assists. Leon Draisaitl to score a goal. $5 into $32.50. Now, what do I got for tonight? I've only put a couple in just prepping for the podcast, so here's what I've got so far. Edmonton Oilers to win. Over 3.5 goals for the Edmonton Oilers. Evan Bouchard over 2.5 shots. Leon Draisaitl over 2.5 shots. That would turn $5 into $35 if I hit that. And then the other one I've got is a multi-series parlay. I've got David Pastrnak to score in Toronto, and I've got Leon Draisaitl to score here in Edmonton. That'll turn $5 into $26.25 if your boy hits it. Of course, if you're going to put a couple of bets down, and I recommend you do, provided that you can do so responsibly, Open an account with Bet365 today and bet on a huge range of markets. So whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Use the promo code OILYBONUS. That is OILYBONUS.
You ever get so damn frustrated you don't even know what to say? Well, of course you do, because you're a fan of the Edmonton Oilers. And you're listening to Better Late Than Never.
Did I just play that one again? I think I did, right?
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
For my friends at Trilogy Oilfield Rentals, it is time for the Righteous Sack Beating. Of course, they are an established provider of tools and expertise across multiple oil field disciplines, specializing in rentals, pipe recovery, abandonments, and completions. Currently, they maintain operating units in Provost, Weyburn, and Kindersley. Want to know what kind of tools they have? Were you waiting? Of course you are.
Rental tools, fishing tools, coil tools, drilling tools, mills and bits, completion tools, any tools for any job. TrilogyRentals.ca.
I'm excited about my life. I'm excited about the Oilers. I'm excited about a whole lot of things. And that includes tomorrow, or that includes tonight's game and going to Los Angeles tomorrow. Now, because I'm feeling good, I'm glad I've got a guest Righteous Sack Beating here. I don't know what it is, but we're going to hit it and play it together.
Nate, I just want to say really quickly, I'm really glad you cut off that Zoll message last week. I mean, the only other thing that...
I don't remember what it was, to be honest. What are we talking about?
Might have been better is to just edit it out completely, but...
I don't know what you're talking
honestly,
about, man.
Honestly, you know... So far, not on. Like, you know, have a joke at someone directly. Make fun of me. Make fun of Donkey all you like. Say whatever you want. Like, don't go after people who, like, A, don't sort of play that shit, and especially their children. Like,
oh, yeah, now I remember. See, Dukes is the interesting part about it. So, yeah, I agree. I could have edited that out. But, like, to be honest, by the time some of these things end, I'll flag things and I'll completely forget what they were flagged for and it just gets posted. So that is totally my fault. I'll own that. But another thing here, Dukes, is you're satellite boosting the entire thing again. I just want to put that out there, you know?
And I'm being very mindful now because if I said even a small amount of what I actually would like to say right now, this voicemail would also be cut from the show. But so I'm just going to say as a general, like, do better, you know? Yeah, we poke fun at each other a lot of the time on this podcast and stuff, but the main reason we all do it is to have fun and have a laugh. We all love the Oilers. We all got the same kind of sense of humor and all that. Let's just keep it at that. And if you...
By the way, I totally agree with that. Like, I don't know why this is, like, the voicemails are starting to get personal a little bit. We can cut that up. Or I think it's up to you guys to just edit yourselves. Like, this isn't what I'm trying to, you know, this isn't what I'm trying to do here. Like, I don't want to sit here and lecture people. That's not what the podcast is about. But if you're going to be an asshole, then Dukes has to come on and do this, then so be it.
If you're a fucking sad loser cunt who's just not funny and you can't think of anything witty and clever and actually funny to say, shut the fuck up. Pretty easy, you know? Aim your dumb shit at me and Donkey and, you know, whoever else is big and ugly enough to take it. But otherwise, fuck off and, I don't know, just fuck off.
I mean, I disagree with that. Well said, Dukes. Although, like I said, you did, you know, satellite boost it again.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
Do you want sausage? We've got sausage for all your needs here at Better Late Than Sausage. We've got all sausage for all your needs. Oh, for God's sake, I'm doing it again.
It's been 30 years since a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup, and for some teams, a lot longer than that. What would it take for Canadian hockey fans to set aside their difference and work together to end the drought? Is it their team or nothing? Or could they get behind a rival under the right circumstances? Team up for the win with our friends at Boston Pizza. So I ask you, fair listeners, before we get to the voicemails, courtesy of our friends at Boston Pizza, were you alive the last time the Edmonton Oilers won the Stanley Cup? I was. I was a wee lad, though. A lot of you probably were not. Is there another team you could get behind if it's not the Oilers? I'm going to go ahead and say no for me. I'm going to go say no. I am going to say that I can get down with some Boston pizza. I would eat a spicy pierogi right now. I'd clear the deck. I would do it 100%. Would clear the deck. Do you have any rituals or superstitions when you watch a game? I don't really. I'm just working through some of these questions for our friends at Boston Pizza before we get the voicemail started. Do I have any rituals or superstitions? Not really. I don't think so. I'm not really a superstitious kind of guy. Like Jay is. Jay will wear the same jersey, that kind of thing. I don't really think anything I do has an effect on the game, so it doesn't bother me like that. I do, however, I can be twisted to be superstitious. So as an example, like I am personally not superstitious, but if I'm going for if I'm going to a game with somebody and they go, hey, can you wear the blue new jersey instead of the orange one? I'll go, yeah. Or vice versa. I'll go, sure. Don't care to me. I prefer the blue and orange because they're just nicer. But anyway, it's a story for another day. Shout out to Boston Pizza. Go check them out. Let me know. Could you ever cheer for another Canadian team to win the cup? To team up for the win? At Boston Pizza? Let me know.
Bag milk?
Yes, sir.
This isn't important in the slightest.
All right.
But I wanted to share to you that I just won my very first fantasy hockey league.
Sick.
I never played fantasy before. This is the first year. And my team won.
Nice.
We were the 6th seed going into the playoffs.
Loved it.
And we were the 1 seed coming out with the trophy on the other side. I'm very proud. And I think this GM's going to hang up his hat. I think I've reached the pinnacle of armchair GMing because I won money doing this.
Fuck yeah, you did.
It's $40. But I won money doing this.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm very proud. And I thought I would share it with the other hockey fans that I know exist, the best hockey fans that I know exist. But other than that, I have to go finish homework. Bag milk, I've got an exam in 4 hours, but thought this was something I should share when I didn't want to study.
Shout out to procrastination. I love a good procrastination, you know? Love it. And congratulations. Listen, $40 is $40. You take that every time. In 2024, that $40 can probably buy you 3 whole grapes, right? You take those grapes. You enjoy those grapes. I feel like you've earned it. Popcorn Chad is up next on the Boston Pizza voicemail.
Hello, Mr. Milk.
Yes.
I had to record this because my audio sounded whack. Maybe I need to go.
You know what? If you listen back to your voicemail and the audio sounds atrocious, that is, to me, one of the best times to do a 2-take version of the voicemail. Back to you.
See your buddies at the audio department and they can teach me how to record from my phone.
They'd be happy to.
Anyways, I got a few quick points to attend to here. One, the movie theater popcorn thing you were talking to Lehman about. I do that all the time, maybe not twice a month, but sometimes twice a month. It's awesome, man. Like, you'd spend $10 on a burger or Wendy's or whatever on your way home. Easy. To like plan out a movie with the missus and be like, yep, we're going to just have some good movie theater popcorn at home. It's a tight move. Don't knock it until you try it. It's awesome. Second point, forget what podcast.
Let me think about that. Now, all this popcorn talk on the Real Life podcast had me actually hankering for a little bit of popcorn. Now, what did I do is I went and got some popcorn myself. And I just went and enjoyed it. I was like, listen, I can make my own popcorn. I don't necessarily care if it's theater popcorn or not, but I enjoy myself a bite. Would I spend $10 on popcorn? I just have a real hard time going to the theater. Like, I live close to West Ed, so I could easily go to whatever that theater is called these days. And I could do this. The cheapness in me that is built in me when I know that I could go to the store. I also have a Safeway close to me where I could just walk in and buy a huge bag of popcorn for like $2. Is it going to be as good as the movie theater? Probably not. But with a hot air popper, which is what I use, I don't know that money's worth it for me. I cannot make a Baconator. but I can make popcorn. I can make a bacon cheeseburger, probably. You know what I'm saying?
They all kind of blend together for me. You guys were talking about, maybe you weren't, but the boys were talking about, are you excited to win a playoff game or are you scared to lose? I definitely fall under the category of scared to lose. I'm a stress case during games. I'm excited, but I'm fucking real scared. And lastly, it's going to be too late by the time I get your answer, but when is the proper day to prepare your playoff beard if you're partaking? I am going to be doing it day of. Game one, I'm shaving. And whether I'm right or wrong, that's what I'm doing. So let me know.
I think that's the move, probably. I think that's the standard is game one, you shave your beard, you clean it up, and then away you go if you're partaking. Me, personally, if you've listened to the other podcasts, I actually shave on game days because I find when I try to grow my patchy shit out, they lose. And I know this is a direct contradiction to where I said I wasn't superstitious, but I clean it up. I'm the reverse beard guy. Or bird guy, whatever you want. Either way, right? Right.
Okay, I got to be real petty here. Right. I'm not proud of any of this, but it's what I got to do.
Sure.
So I got cut off pretty bad in traffic today by a guy in a company truck.
I think I already know where this is going. It's making me laugh. I'm going to guess that you got cut off by the company truck, you called the number that's always on a company truck, and you lit them up based on the "How's my driving" sticker. I'm guessing you let them have it, you know, license plate, the whole thing. That's what I'm guessing, and it's going to make me laugh when I'm right.
Like, no signal, no warning. There was no space. He just rammed his way in, like, nearly hit him. Or he nearly hit me. Anyway, as you do, I kind of got beside him. I went to the other lane. I went around, and I looked over at him, and I kind of told him, you know what you did. That wasn't cool. And he proceeds to flip me the bird and race off, just the epitome of little dick, big truck behavior. And I took the bait. I kind of chased after him a little bit, and I rolled down my window and I said, "Hey, you cut me off."
No.
And he pretended he didn't hear me. So I just want to give a big shout out to contracting.
No, we're not going to do that. Shit. Hang on. I gotta mark this. Now you guys are making my editing life harder. So you're going to hear a bleep there, and you're going to know why I did it. Because it's listed as Petty Chad. Nick, you're up.
Hey, Big Mo, can we talk about Jack Michaels? Because it feels to me like it's gone to the point with this guy that he is becoming criminally, and I mean criminally, overrated.
Oh, how dare you?
I am not a big Jack Michaels
fan. How dare you?
Now, my dad hates Jack Michaels. He cannot stand him. My dad watches Oilers games on mute because he hates Jack Michaels so much. I think Jack Michaels is fine, but I think a lot of the points that my dad hates him is valid. I don't think Jack Michaels is this god, this like broadcasting legend in the making that everyone who talks about him seems to think he is. Jack Michaels is fine. And I'll give him that he's a lot better on the radio. Because when he's on the radio, it feels like Jack is actually trying to call the game. And he's actually doing his job.
So one thing I'm just going to stop you there, Nick, is if there was ever a complaint that I have about Jack, it's when him and Louie meander into areas that are not game related. I don't mind when it happens a while. Every now and then. But sometimes they'll be like just bullshitting about whatever for a while and you miss a big chunk of it. Now I'm using my eyeballs while I'm also listening to them talk, so it's not a major deal. And I heard he doesn't do that on the radio. So I do wish that would kind of calm down, but I love Jack. You're talking to the wrong audience with me, but I'm happy to hear you out.
On TV, it just feels like he's just talking about, maybe he's calling the game like a third to a half the time. And the other time he's like doing his buddy routine with Louis DeBrusque and he's talking about,
he's got a little crush, man, a little man crush. Who among us? You know, if I got to hang out with Louis DeBrusque, I'd probably feel the same way.
Nothing in the news. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, they had a very, blah, 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 blah. It's gone old. It's gone really old. And you know what? If some big network came and poached Jack Michaels, I'd be okay with that.
Nope.
Now to clarify, he is good. There are certainly much worse commentators out there. I don't think he is this incredible broadcaster, and he's overrated.
Well, I mean, like, I guess part of it, too, is that, you know, whoever your favorite announcer is. I'd actually like, Nick, next time you leave a voicemail, who's your favorite? Like, who is the best of the best for you? Because, like, I grew up with Rod Phillips. I loved the way he called games, but he was never on TV, right? He was always on the radio. So when Jack came in, it took me a minute to warm up to him, but, like, again, listening to the radio with my dad in the garage, that's where I always listened to the radio. I really got to appreciate the flowery language and his descriptors that he uses when he's describing what's going on. Now, on TV, like I said, there are moments where you go, all right, you and Louis, you rascals. The bromance is adorable, but, like, let's get to it. But I think Jack's great. I don't think that everybody loves him. I'm curious, though, Nick. Let me know. Another question for you. So, one, who's your favorite broadcaster? I'm curious about. And two, Oilers now have Harn Orion Singh with Louis. Do you prefer that? I'm just curious because I also quite like Harn Orion, but I know some people don't like the way he calls games. I personally do. I also think he's a great guy. I've met Harn Orion a bunch of times. I've interviewed him on the Real Life podcast a handful of times, Oilers Nation Radio a couple of times. I think Harn Orion Singh's great. I think Jack's great. But people are passionate about their announcing favorites, are they not? Anonymous voicemail, who be you?
Good afternoon.
The musician himself. Good day to you, sir.
I've got no idea what's been going on in the background with the Donkey Dukes and Bags Milk group chat. Oh, lordy, lordy. It might not be ever the same again. I think I might have broken it. Sorry. Sorry, lads. I might have broken it by just the AI stuff, but it's good. Oh, yes.
AI, of course. Of course it was AI. I should have known. Of course. Foiled again by the internet.
It's good. Anyway, I'm still productive with my voice and head. Hello. Good afternoon. Exactly. Hello. Get fucked. Who? What? Yes, me. Right. Hello. Anyway, fuck off. No, don't get fucked. You do. Hello. Good afternoon. Right. Always, always be productive. Bollocks the AI. That's three letters. Okay. Bonjour. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? The wasp. Whoosh. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, let's go, Oilers. Yes.
You fucking maniac. You know what, though, Doggy Volley? It doesn't tarnish anything to me that you used AI to make those songs. Doesn't hurt me at all. I'm still going to play them. I don't give a shit. What do I care? More original music for Better Late Than Never. I'm going to take it all. All of you. That goes to Budget Mark Hoppus, if you're listening. Donkey AI. Meat Watcher. Obviously, he's composed tunes for the podcast. I would love to have nothing but a full page of Better Late Than Never original music. For sure. I know this has nothing to do with the Boston Pizza voicemail, but it did make me laugh. So, my boy Jay Carlidge, he was on the Nation vacation to Arizona, and really nice guy. Met him, hung out with him a little bit. But when I first introduced myself to him, I didn't say that I was Bag Milk. I just said my name. And he was just like, oh, okay. So he submitted this as a text confession, and I would like to read it to you. Perhaps as Quads. Quads, will you read this for me? Oops, that was the wrong button.
I'd be happy to read it for you. What would you like me to read?
Oh, just the podcast confession from my boy Jay here.
Okay, no problem. I would like to distract myself because I'm still a little upset. And I thought that the Vancouver Canucks were going to steamroll through the Nashville Predators and they lost last night because Nashville blocks everything. Sad Big Dave. Anyway, this is from Jay Carlidge. Text confessions. When I met Mainlander Tim and Lindsay in Arizona, everyone seemed to know who they were, so I just automatically thought that was Bagged Milk and his missus.
So when Bag Milk introduced himself to me by his real government name, and we started talking about the nation staff, I kept referring to Bag Milk in the third person because I didn't know I was actually talking to him. You rascal.
Anyway, I thought that was funny. So in the moment, I was very confused because I was just like, oh, hey, again, I didn't introduce myself as Bag Milk. I used my real name. And he just kind of continued on. So as we're walking, I think we're going to lunch, if I remember correctly. There was a big group of us kind of going to this mall that was near the hotel we were at, and we were just going for lunch. And he kept talking about Bag Milk, but like talking to, like, we were talking to each other, but like all of a sudden I was just very clearly, I was like, he doesn't know that I'm Bag Milk, and he's talking to me about Bag Milk. So it's even funnier to think that he was talking about Mainlander Tim, thinking that Mainlander Tim was me, but I was right beside him. So we did get it sorted. I was like, eventually I was like, wait a minute, are you talking about me? Because I'm Bag Milk. And he goes, oh my God. And you could see like a factory reset. It was awesome. I loved it. Arguably one of my favorite just kind of like side quest moments from the Nation Vacation. It was awesome. So shout out to you for submitting that as a podcast confessions. Of course, you could always submit your podcast confessions. I'd be happy to have Big Dave read those out for you. But in the meantime, we are going back to the Boston Pizza voicemail. This one is anonymous. Who be you?
Absolutely, genuinely no idea what I've just sent, but that's all good. L.A., been there, done that. Do not hit my Leon. Otherwise, I might get slightly angry, and you don't want an angry donkey. To be fair, nobody wants an angry donkey. Actually, to be fair, nobody wants a slight donkey.
Let me tell you a story about when I was growing up. I grew up in a small town north of Edmonton, and one of my summer jobs was in a small town called Gibbons. Gibbons. And there was a farm outside of Gibbons that sold lilies, and they also raised donkeys. Now, I don't know why that was a combination that they felt would be successful, but apparently it was, and I happened to work on that farm for a summer. Actually, it was 4 days, because my friend got a job, and he goes, you should come work here too. It'd be fun to hang out all day. So I thought that would be a good time. Turns out, I went there specifically hoping I could work with the donkeys. I wanted to work with the donkeys. I thought they were cool looking. I thought that I could help. I thought I could touch them. And I thought I could hang out with them. And Gord willing, I might be able to ride one. But did I get to hang out with the donkeys? No. You know what I was told by that farmer, and I don't remember his name? He goes, actually, cleaning and tending to the donkeys is what we have the ladies do. You're going to be out cutting grass and shit. Garbage, I say. You know how long I worked there? Well, I told you, it was 4 days. Didn't even finish out the week. Get me to cut grass when I thought I was going to hang out with donkeys is bullshit.
Christ. Nobody likes a donkey. Oh, for God's sake. Oh, God, I've just deconstructed my own life in 30 seconds. Oh, for God's sake. Someone kill me. No, it's good. Eh? Anyway, fuck it. Let's go, Oilers!
Let's go, Oilers, indeed. Let's go, Oilers, indeed. I've got another anonymous one. Is that from Donkey? I'm going to risk that it's from Donkey, and I'm going to skip to the next one, hoping that it's not Donkey so that it's not just Donkey, Donkey, Donkey. Although I enjoy it. I'm trying to get this mixed up a little bit. So who is this one?
And if we do win.
Damn it. Okay, that was two donkeys in a row. Let me try this one. This one's got a name on it. Nick, what do you got to say?
Yo, Big Milk. I just want to clarify my earlier Jack Michaels take. Because I don't think I explained it all that well. I will say, when Jack Michaels is calling a game and the game's exciting and there's reason for him to bring the energy, I think he brings the energy like few else can. However, when the game ebbs, every game has its ebbs and flows. And then there are just some boring games out there where nothing happens. And I think when those ebbs are happening and when there's just boring games in general, Jack Michaels is almost unlistenable. And I don't think the fact that, yeah.
It's just like, I didn't clarify. I wanted to pile on some more. That's essentially what Nick is saying here in part two.
Some of the time, he brings the electricity. And he has these fantastic calls. I don't think that should make up for the fact that, hey, a lot of the time, he's kind of shit, man. I don't think that should completely, we should just gloss over that fact. It's like, Jack, why the fuck are you talking about some WrestleMania in the 1990s where some wrestler no one's ever heard of got beat by another wrestler no one's ever heard of, and that relates to the Oilers-Hurricanes game because the Hurricanes AHL coach played with Louis DeBrusque and blah, blah, blah. Whereas a guy like Harner Ryan does not bring the electricity like Jack can, but he's a hell of a lot more consistent. And I'll take consistency over the highs and lows all day. All day.
Well, you kind of answered some of my questions. You prefer Harner Ryan. There you go. So you're happy with the playoffs. Then you don't got to listen to Jack. You don't got to listen to the radio. I think that we've, I guess we've solved something here. Jerry Jair, you're up next.
All right. My lord. That's why I bring up something. I don't think people talk about that Draisaitl goal last night in the game against LA. That insane shot angle thing that happened. One thing that people's not saying that I don't think is that I think is actually the most impressive thing about that is that it wasn't a cross ice pass. The goalie was already on that side of his net. He didn't have to slide all the way over. He didn't have to make the big hero slide or anything like that. He was already positioned in the right spot. McDavid just passed it, you know, 8 feet down that side of the ice or of the, just down the slot there. And just somehow he was able to get it in. You know, it wasn't a big cross ice, you know, goalie has to slide all the way over. He just, I don't know, that's the most impressive part to me is that Talbot was in the right spot. Talbot was already on the side of the net. And still winning.
Mm-hmm.
Talbot sucks.
Talbot, like, man. So I think about that Cam Talbot chant, and I posted it on social, so it's not like I'm not helping here. Or I guess it's not like I am helping here. But Cam Talbot, I love him for what he did in the 2016-17 season. He had 42 wins, still an Oilers record for most wins in a single season. I love Cam Talbot for that. However, friends are off in the playoffs. So, Cam, once the Oilers knock out the Kings, Gord willing, knock on wood, we can be friends again. But in the interim, I'm sorry, man. We're going to be lighting you up with the Talbot chant. And I hate that we got to do it to you because there was a time when you were on the other end. I remember you were at the other end of the rink when the Martin Jones chants started coming in and the five-hole chant, et cetera, et cetera. You are on the other side of it. You know how Edmonton rolls, buddy. And I'm sorry this is happening to you. However, we can be friends again later. Is that a deal? I feel like it should be a deal. Back to the donkey.
Anyway, it's all good. Let's go, Oilers. We're going to win 4-3. I know it's not sexy, but I just know for a fact we're going to absolutely fuck the two games up. We're going to fuck two games up, and we're going to come back fighting. Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to do it. The bracket, 4-3. I've got us 4-3 in the bracket. Oh, me bum. Oh, good Lord. It's getting a bit twitchy. It's playoff time. Good afternoon.
But, yep. No notes. Might as well go to part two.
And if we do win, I'm going to travel over to Canada and I'm or wherever you are, and I'm going to kiss every single one of you on the bottom. There you go.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Hang on. I'm not sure I've got the best deal out of this. What the?
Uh-huh. You know? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean? Oh, of course. Yeah, every time. Every single time I know what you mean, donkey. Of course. There are five types of meat. Deal with that.
Holy fuck, mate.
Yeah.
What a morning.
My boy Duke's checking in. A little spicy in the RSB, but again, that's what the RSB's for. And Duke's also, if you're listening to this, don't think that I don't agree with you, by the way. Don't think that I don't agree with you. That's important, okay?
It's a Tuesday, so of course I woke up hungover, but then I did an entire week's worth of errands in the space of, you know, 2 hours. So props to me. Rough one. Took Gretz to the vets because he was limping badly on his sore leg yesterday, and it was the first time I ever heard, oh, you know, he's getting old. So that fucking kicked me in the guts.
But man, dude, that is a dude. You know, it's one of those things where dogs, man, like we don't deserve them. So we're going to listen to the rest of the voicemail, but I just hope Gretz is okay. I hope I'm going to get an update on that as the rest of this voicemail goes on. But I had the same thing, dude, where Frank is six. So Frank's birthday is in October. So he's about 6 and a half now. So he's on his way to turning 7. And I think I've talked about this before, but he's starting to get some gray hairs, gray fur on his face that wasn't there 2.5 years ago. And I know that 2.5 years in a dog's life is a significant amount of time, right? But it doesn't make it hurt any less. I look at my guy, he's still the same dog. He's still active. He's still mobile. He's still incredibly agile. But it's one of those ones where you look at it, the age, and go, fuck, man, he's almost 7. He's almost 7. That's my baby. That's like my little baby boy. I feel like he's still a puppy and I just got him, right? So I feel for you, man, wherever this goes.
But the only thing that could possibly even begin to cheer me up after that realization is the fucking Edmonton Oilers, baby. I mean, holy shit. Listening to Oilers Nation every day with Tyler, mate, I had tears in my eyes at one point. I laughed. I was fist bumping. You know, I cried. I had a sneaky wank. Well, it wasn't even sneaky. It was a fucking blatant wank. Shout out to Ben if you're listening. Anyway, we're about fucking, you know, in the pregame now, so puck's going to drop in, I don't know, I guess 50 minutes. But holy fuck, no matter what happens, mate, I'm vibing. I'm halfway across the world and all the content and everything else everyone's posting, I'm so in the vibe. I feel like I'm right there with you. You know, I can't wait to experience this with everyone. And main thing, let's fucking go, Oilers. Play La Bamba, baby. Yeah.
Wish you were here with us, Dukes. It's like you came in, when were you here? February? It was cold as balls when you were here. At first it was all right, and then it got real cold. But now it's kind of fun going to an Oilers game when, I think on Monday when I went to the game, it was 20 degrees. It was awesome. You leave, it's still 15 degrees. So it was a little bit cooler in the evening, but playoff time in Edmonton is the greatest time in this city, and it's not really close. Ben, I haven't heard from you in a while. Hello, Ben.
It is quite hard, okay? Way off. I mean, actually, I want to hear what you say about Wednesday. I love it. Anyway, it's currently Wednesday. Oilers won on Monday. I had all five.
Ben, I really want to follow you through on this, but I can barely hear you, pal. I can tell you were just off a bus or something, so we're going to see how this goes. But if I have to stop it, it's just because I can't hear you, okay?
My jersey's on. Break those down. That would be a...
Hi, Ben.
Hey. That would be a McDavid one.
Somebody just random say hi, Ben. Like, he's a celebrity walking around the street. I imagine he's at school, but in my head, I like to think he's just cruising. They're like, oh, there goes Ben. Just like he's a Yaremchuk, but he's Ben.
Oh, shit. That would be a McDavid one that I got from, okay, this might be too loud, but, yeah, that would include a McDavid one that I got when I was like 5 up until a Puljujärvi one that I got last year. So,
tough timing on the Puljujärvi last year, I gotta tell you. But you know what, Ben? Keep that one forever, because real fans have tough jerseys sometimes. And that is, you know, he is our spirit animal. Just didn't work out. So you hang on to that Puljujärvi jersey with pride, okay?
We're too tight on, too short. But yeah, nice win there. It's Wednesday. Give a quick prediction. Think we're going to get a nice little, go with a 6-2 win. It'll be nice, I'm guessing. Knock on wood.
Nice little 6-2 win for Ben. I'll take that all day, pal. I'm going 4-2. You know me. You know how I roll. I've got Diamond Doug here on the Boston Pizza. Diamond Doug. Lest anyone think he actually works at Diamond and Diamond, he does not. This is parody. We at Better Late Than Never would like to acknowledge that this is parody. Lest anyone believe that Diamond Doug is actually from Diamond and Diamond. Shout out to our friends at Boston Pizza.
Hey, BM. Diamond Doug here. If you forgot, I'm part of the largest
no, you're not.
Law firm north of the North Saskatchewan River based on girth.
No, you're not.
But I really hit rock bottom here. It's gotten so bad that I subscribed to Oilers Plus. I don't really have the $18, but that access to all that premium Oilers content just, you know, really gets me hard, and I really needed access to that. See, really the only thing that can help me achieve erection these days is premium content. So
that's why we're here.
To share that with you, and I hope you're doing well. Anyway,
this is ridiculous.
I'll keep providing welfare checks on a weekly basis, and go team, go team, go,
go sports. Diamond Doug, of course, works at the largest law firm based on girth. He said, "Well, what are you going to do?" Chris Walkling. Finish off the voicemail for our friends at Boston Pizza. Would you, please? Okay.
Hey, Bagged Milk. It's Chris.
What's up?
So I have something I want to complain about that I've complained about to you previously, but it's kind of come up again.
Sure.
So I live in the Mojave Desert, like 3 hours away from LA. And so my dad's a Kings fan. My brother is a Kraken's fan. And I am the righteous Oilers fan. Mm. And so, like, whenever the Oilers and Kraken play, like, my brother will come over to my place and we'll, like, hang out and watch a game. And that's a lot of fun. Like, we get to, like, make fun of each other. And it's always more fun to watch a hockey game with someone else. But my dad is a Kings fan. Mm. And every Kings game that isn't nationally televised is blocked out for us. Even games up in, like, Edmonton.
Really?
We can't watch those.
Really?
And it came to a head because we were watching the playoff game. This on Monday.
Yeah.
And he was like, he said to me, he's like, I know more about the Oilers than I do about my own team. And I was like, inside, I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. Cause it's like, I have to tell him who's on his own team. I was like, oh, you made a trade for like Pierre-Luc Dubois. Cause he's not like, he doesn't keep his nose close to like hockey news as my brother and I do.
Sure.
So yeah, that's just really annoying. But he's retiring in a few months and going to be moving to Minnesota. So he'll be able to watch games then.
What a wild split your household is. A Kraken fan, an Oilers fan, and a Kings fan all walk into a bar. It sounds like a knock-knock joke of some kind, doesn't it? Or whatever those walk into a bar jokes are. Not a knock-knock joke at all. I lied to you just then. My brain's not working. I'm thinking about game two. Split household. And fucking regional blackouts, man. So I'm thinking about that, the regional blackouts, I'm curious if this potential Amazon deal is going to change any of this for folks like you, Chris, because they want to put some games on Prime, and I don't know that there'll be regional blackouts to it. But I guess we'll see. The Sportsnet contract can end soon enough. That's all I know for sure. And that is how we're going to end off the Boston Pizza voicemail. It has been 30 long years since a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup. For some teams, a lot longer. What would it take for a Canadian hockey fan to set aside their differences and work together to end this drought? Is it their team or nothing at all? Could you get behind a rival? Let's team up for the win with Boston Pizza. And if you disagree, why don't you just go to Boston Pizza and have some Bandera pizza bread? It's delicious. Maybe a monster cookie? Come on. We're all having a good time with the monster cookie, right? Of course we are. Of course we are. And that's where we're going to wrap up the podcast. I want to say thank you to the audio department, DuraGuard Fence, Star Mechanical, Bet365, Trilogy Oil Filled Rentals, and of course Boston Pizza for making this all possible. Most importantly, all of you for contributing. Let's be nice to each other in the voicemail or just take shots at each other directly. Got it? Got it. Good? Good. Now, let's end off the show with the Funky Ears Anthem remix. from AI Donkey.
My ears are sexy and yours are too. What do we listen to? Our ears so true. We've got Dukes, the captain and donkey. You're listening to Better Late Than Never with Bag Milk. Good afternoon.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.